time to get up.
You know I do not get up at times.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
You hear that?
I hear voices.
I hear voices. Is somebody there?
What you're hearing is
the radio.
This is a quality Tuesday.
Tuesday?
How are you still awake?
Caffeine and patriotism, sir.
I demand entertainment.
3, 2, 1. Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show from 105.7 WROR. It's a Tuesday morning, and yes, it is going to be hot again today.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how did everybody survive yesterday, okay? No big problems?
No, I was indoors. My air conditioning, my little window units that are like a zillion years old have been doing a great job. Now, I need to knock on wood because when I get home today, they'll probably brown out. So.
The air conditioner in my bedroom, I don't think it's been turned off in probably 2 weeks.
No. Yeah. I don't,
yeah. Just constant.
All summer it's been on.
We don't have air conditioning in our house.
No.
No, we don't. My
what?
My family's one of those that they don't believe in air conditioning. So what we do have, you mean? Like, we have giant exhaust fans. I know that sounds
all right,
weird, but
no.
Those work fantastic.
Yeah,
as
I
well.
Get that. I get that. We put them on reverse, blow all the hot air into my house.
Oh.
That's the problem. Hey, they leave the window. I came in the other day. The windows are open. The bedroom doors are open. All the air conditioners. Like, you can see the money flying
get out
right
of town.
Out the window.
Has anybody, have you received, like, a really, really big electric bill yet?
Oh, I never checked those.
Yeah. It's going to be a beauty.
Only when they come to the house. Yeah, that's when I check them.
Hello. Hi there. Mr. Morris, are you around? Okay, stuff. Here we go. Stuff we got coming up on the program today. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the... win a grand in 60 seconds coming up about 12, 14 minutes here. Sharks. Oh, my God.
Everywhere. Everywhere you turn.
I know. It's all about sharks. Did you see what happened yesterday? Was it amazing? We got to post this today.
Off of Wellfleet. If you go to WROR.com, it's posted with the shark. Greg Skomel with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. He actually works for the state of Massachusetts.
Yes.
He's a lead biologist. He's out in the pulpit of a boat. And they're trying to videotape. And they have a spotter, and they have the captain who's up high, and he's got this long pole with a GoPro. And they want to just video shark
doing
behavior.
Doing research, yeah.
Below
doing
the water. And the great white comes up right up out of the water and snaps his jaw right below his feet at the bow of the pole.
I mean, it actually breached. I've never seen a shark breach.
Then you haven't been watching Shark Week. I know that can happen.
I guess I haven't.
It breached. And not only that, I'm looking, he's got on black rubber boots. I'm thinking, did he think those were little seals?
They look like seals.
They would have to have.
Right.
We're going to talk to Greg this morning.
I don't get it. What a job.
A little after 7 o'clock this morning.
I bet he wears white boots today when he goes out.
I bet he does, too. I bet he wears the black underwear. Okay, so we got that coming up today. Dirty laundry. Wow, we got a bunch of dirty laundry stuff for you today.
We do. We got some J-Lo singing at Fenway. She also is going to be in a new movie where she plays a stripper. We have some Robert Redford news. I can't believe it, but he's retiring from acting. And I'm going to discuss a couple of his best
roles. Was he Butch or Sundance?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I know he played the horse in Charlotte's Web.
Okay. also today, we're going to be discussing, if you could, like, in your mind, go back and you pay more attention in high school, what would you have paid attention to? Which subject would you have paid attention to? Now, if you're an adult, you know, and you have all these responsibilities, you say, boy, I should know that. I must have skipped class that day. Okay,
oh
so
God.
We got
Every
that coming
class.
Up today. Let me see. Drunk shopping on Amazon. We got a report on that. Oh, have you heard the newest thing in dating parties?
Yes.
Pheromone dating?
That's just
this is
either
weird.
Really brilliant or sick.
California wildfires. The California wildfire that is out of control right now is the largest wildfire in the history of the state of California.
You did it!
That's huge.
You're the biggest!
And they got the story about these two guys who own a marijuana farm, and they refuse to evacuate. They're going to stand by and protect their fields.
Wow. You know what's odd? They're going to have to fight that at a distance, because once that stuff goes up,
I know.
The contact high.
Okay, all of this is coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Strap yourself in, because it is time to ratchet up the excitement on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio
Finally.
Program with Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. $1,000 from Century Bank is up for grabs this morning. Our player is Dennis McCarron. Dennis is from Burlington, Massachusetts, and he's a retired postal employee. Good morning,
nice.
Dennis. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Great, thank you. So, Dennis, are you, you know, being a former postal employee, were you of the gruntled or disgruntled type?
I got out before the disc hit.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good for you. Good for you. Good
I
for you.
I wish I could say the same.
So, look, today's game.
Yeah.
Win a grand in 60 seconds. You have a chance to get $1,000 from Century Bank. And as always, LBF is going to be asking you 10 questions within a time period of 60 seconds. Now, you hear the ticker in the background. It'll let you know that you got to beat the clock. There's a buzzer at the end that will indicate the time has expired. At any time, you can say, pass. You move on to the next question. Don't waste time. Then, when you get to the end, if you have time left over, we'll come back and pick up anything you passed on. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
LBF, are you ready to administer the pain?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
What is the second-to-last letter of the English alphabet?
Why?
What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Tequila.
If it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver, what time is it in London?
That would be 10 hours, 6 p.m.
In what board game do you pick up a chance and community chess cards?
Monopoly.
Name the Netflix comedy in which Taylor Schilling plays the character Piper Chapman.
Orange is the New Black.
Helsinki is the capital of what country?
Finland.
When is Harry Potter's birthday?
Halloween.
What is a female fox called?
I pass.
What is the largest and lowest pitched instrument in the brass family?
Bassoon.
Oh,
okay.
You're out of time.
You know what? You were strong.
Yep.
You were strong.
Did a fine job there.
Yep.
Okay, what's the tally?
The tally is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 right, 1 pass, 3 wrong. We didn't get to the last question. But here, if it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver, it's 4 p.m. in London. Harry Potter's birthday is July 31st. The tuba is the largest and lowest pitch instrument in the brass family. And a female fox is called a vixen.
But
still.
Hey, Dennis, you did fine. For you, we have a consolation prize. This is a, you're going to like this, a 4-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises.
Oh, that's awesome.
Godzilla. Have you seen the Godzilla?
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
It's awesome.
It really, hey, LBF, you took a ride on it. Hank, you
and
took
I
a
wasn't
ride
even that scared, but it was really fun.
I took a ride on it. It's
exhilarating.
Amazing. It really is. Scream yeah across the water up to 40 miles an hour. This thing stops and turns on a dime. It's going to drive you nuts. You're going to love it. So congratulations. Enjoy that. And everybody else, if you want to play and have a chance to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank, simply log on to WRR.com, fill out an application form. You could be playing next. As for you, Dennis, thank you very much for playing and have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you. Looks like fun.
Okay, good.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And if you are prepared, now this is getting, I must warn you, caution you, this is a sad man for me this morning.
It is?
Yes, oh yes, a very sad man for me. So if everybody's ready, children, watch what you, you know, watch your kids this morning. Okay, so here we
okay
go, everybody. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus calls Doc Sider with an alarming emergency.
Hello, this is Doc Sider.
Hey, Doc, this is Ephus, and I've got an alarming emergency.
Oh, what is it, Ephus?
Well, my old horse, Spunky, just broke his leg, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, well, in a case like this, the best thing to do is just shoot the horse.
Shoot Spunky?
That's it. Call me back tonight. Let me know how it went.
Well, okay.
Later that evening, we hear...
Hello?
Doc, Ephus here.
Oh, Ephus, how'd it go today with Spunky?
Well, frankly, Doc, I don't think we did the right thing.
No, why not?
Well, now, Spunky's got a broken leg and a gunshot wound.
Oh. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, look, there's this new thing going around called pheromone parties. If anybody out there has ever been to one, because we have a raging debate going on about the effectiveness of these things. 617-931-1057. Give us a call. We'll cover this and explain this coming up next. In the meantime,
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So apparently there's this new thing, but this is really strange because LBF and I were just reading the same article at the same time. It kind of came away with different takes on the whole thing. There's a new thing going around. Apparently, it's all the rage now, and it's called pheromone parties. Now, we all think we know what pheromones are. Basically, roughly, they're the chemicals in your body.
It's literally passing the smell test.
Yes, basically it is. And when you perspire, these chemicals leach out of your body, and they leave a certain aroma, I guess would be the proper thing to say.
Yeah, but then people are attracted to, it's not necessarily the scent, but the pheromones.
It's the chemical compounds.
Chemical compounds.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
It might smell wonky, but you might like it.
Basically, that's it.
How long do you have to wear the shirt before you take it to the party?
Now, here's the deal, Hank. What you do is for like a few days, you wear a shirt around. I suppose it could be just a t-shirt. But you're supposed to go ahead and get it sweaty and all that sort of thing.
Just live your life in your shirt.
Live your life.
Don't just sit on the couch.
Right. And then you take the shirt and you put it in a bag. Everybody does the same thing. And you go to this party. Now, you don't necessarily know these people at the party. And then you pass the shirts around, and everybody sniffs. Now, I'm wondering, do you put it in a plastic bag, or do you put it in a brown paper? I suppose a brown paper bag.
How about a laundry bag?
I think you have to put it in a plastic bag, because a brown paper bag, you get some of the scent from the...
Yep. Okay.
No, so plastic bag, and then everyone goes around and sniffs out of the bag.
Not knowing whose shirt it is.
Yes, not a dime bag, a shirt bag.
No, okay.
I do have a tip. When you're going to do this, don't use all-natural deodorant.
Well, are you even supposed to use deodorant? Here's the thing. I am surprisingly not grossed out by this idea and think it's probably the best way to figure out if you're attracted to somebody, because there's all these other visual judgments. And, you know, the thing is that people, and I read these dating columns all the time, and like, you know, I liked him. We had a nice conversation, but there was no chemistry. Chemistry, schmamistry. Who cares? You don't know on a first date. But maybe if you just sniffed somebody's sweaty t-shirt, you'd know right away. I would like that person. That's not a horrible smell, and I could live with it.
Yeah, but there have to be some people that aren't visually attractive to you that you might enjoy their scent.
Yeah, and then eventually you might enjoy their company, and then eventually you might start dating them, and then eventually you might get married and
you'll
have
get by
family.
The looks.
Yeah, and you get by the looks, and they could be the most wonderful person in the world, and you would never have known it if you didn't smell their shirt first.
Or they could be very attractive, but a complete pig.
I mean, that's real less. You know, good point. That's a good point, Egg.
So, no, I like it. I don't know, but see, the idea.
Maybe I take it the wrong way, because the first thing I thought of was the smell of my locker when I was in high, locker when I was in high school.
Well, that's marinating. And you can't marinate.
Well, yeah, but that's what I thought of, you know, and I'm thinking, well, that's disgusting.
Well, you know what the thing is? I would do this in the wintertime, because if you do it in the summertime after a day like yesterday and today, you'll never get a date.
When I go to the gym and I don't wear deodorant, sometimes I smell like an Italian sub, so if you like Italian subs, you're going to love me.
You too? Good to know.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You may be wrong, but it's me. Yeah. And it's Billy Joel. Billy Joel's going to be act number two in the triple play that's coming up this week at Fenway. It's the Lays Piano Plays and Aquanet Hayes. The pregame parties are going to be going before each show. So the shows go like this. Jimmy Buffett, Thursday night. Billy Joel, Friday night. Journey, Def Leppard, and Cheap Trick on Saturday night.
It's crazy.
It's just absolutely insane. We're having a big party each night before the show. It's over at the Lucky Strike, which is right around the corner from the ballpark.
Hank's going to be there on Thursday night.
Yep. Yes, and LBF's going to be there on Friday night.
Now, we're going to have music, special edition t-shirts, last-minute tickets, party details at WRR.com. Okay, so make your plans. And,
okay.
You know, you could still be going to any one of these concerts if you come to the concert pre-party the night of the concert, even if you don't have tickets. Just come and you can
take
win
a chance.
Yep. Okay, in the meantime, we were talking yesterday about the two old guys who escaped from the nursing home in Germany, and so they panic and they're out looking for them, and they finally found them at a heavy metal concert, and they were shocked and amazed, but they made him go back to the nursing home.
Aww.
But the concert people thought, hey, we might be onto something here.
The Heavy Metal Music Festival, 80 years in the making. Grandpa Palooza. Experience the denture-chattering, hip-breaking mayhem that is Grandpa Palooza.
Will I need my glasses?
These grandpas will never tell you to turn this music down.
What? What was that now?
And don't forget dollar Metamucils at the door.
Will there be enough restrooms?
Tell your grandpa. Tell your Bobo. Then tell your pop-pop. Grandpa Palooza.
I think you're on it, though.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, Hank, where shall we begin?
Well, it was nice yesterday because it was 95 degrees, very high humidity, and the Red Sox had the day off. They had a chance to rest. So they begin a nine-game road trip tonight in Toronto. They have a nine-game lead over the Yankees. Pinstripes beat the White Sox 9-0 last night. Drew Pomeranz will get the start against the Jays' Marcus Stroman tonight. Patriots have released wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. He hasn't played since the Pats beat the Falcons in Super Bowl 51. Wow. He suffered a bad knee injury last year in training camp. Hasn't played a snap since that Super Bowl. He had a huge second half in that game. He finished up with 6 catches and 70 yards. So at least he leaves the Patriots with a Super Bowl ring. LeBron James and Showtime producing a 3-part docuseries called Shut Up and Dribble. It explores athletes' role in social issues in America. It debuts this October. NASCAR, you know, they feature the best drivers in the world. Apparently, it doesn't apply to their CEO, Brian France. He was arrested for DUI and possession of a controlled substance.
Get
and he's
out.
Taking a leave of absence.
Ooh.
And just in time for back-to-school parents, if you haven't spent enough money already. Kyrie Irving loves cereal, so Nike and General Mills are coming out with 3 new sneakers in the Kyrie line. Based on his favorite cereals.
Really?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Those are brown and covered in swirls.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms. They're bright red and have embossed features of the marshmallow shapes.
Uh-huh.
And Kix, which fittingly for that cereal, just look like bright yellow and blue shoes.
Gotcha.
Really?
But they're $120. They go on sale Saturday on the Nike Sneakers app or random pop-ups at basketball events in big cities around the country.
Pretty I like cool. Captain Crunch.
Yeah, that was that would be nice.
Okay, we got the Brian Bellbusters coming up next. You've heard about, a dog poop service that comes out and cleans up your yard. This one's a little different. Okay, in the meantime, Hank is here. We got an update on the commute. Hank, how we doing out there?
Crash 24 North right at 128. You're back to Harrison Boulevard. Pike westbound on accident before 128. You've got delays at Route 16. Pike eastbound, heavy Route 9 to Route 30, then from the old tolls to 16. You're on the expressway northbound. You're packed in right at the Braintree split. We've got a breakdown on the ramp to Adams Street. Route 1 South pockets from Kelly's to Lynn Street. 3 South, busy 110 to 129. 93 South, you're heavy 129 all the way to the Mount Vernon and the Zakim Bridge. Warm weather means Big Y's just like Mom's Deli salads. Home-style potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw. Made with the finest ingredients just like Mom used to make. It's no big surprise. It's Big Y.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from John and Jane. They wanted to get a Brian Bellbuster for their neighbor. I think that their neighbor Patrick's dog might poop in their yard occasionally because they wanted to let him know to pick up some of the poop in his yard. So I called him.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Patrick?
Yep, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Buck Laughlin from Town Hall here.
Hi there. How's it going?
We saw that you just renewed your dog licenses, and we appreciate that.
Yep.
You got a couple of dogs there?
Yeah, I got 2. I've got Trevor and Wesley.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, we also see that you checked the box to participate in this new pilot program we have here in town. It's a good eco grant for the town, so we appreciate you checking that box, but we're going to need you to come downtown and pick up your bucket for that, okay?
Sorry, I'm not sure if you got the right... I don't think I signed up for any programs.
Yeah, there was a box right at the bottom of the dog license. You were one of the people who checked the box, so this is great. We have this new pilot program in town called Poop for Our Planet, and you'll just need to come down and get your bucket so you can start collecting your dog's poop in it.
What is this again? So I'm collecting poop?
We're going to collect them in buckets, and then hopefully this is going to work out. We're making a biogenic fuel out of all of the animal waste in town. You know, it's a right to farm. We got cow poop. We got dog poop. And then it's going to run this biogas generator that we have. And if it works, it could be really big for the town, you know, so we appreciate your participation.
Okay. So what would I need to do with this bucket?
Well, you take the bucket, you collect, no bags, just the poop, and then every month we'll send the DPW around in the number 2 dump truck, and ironically enough, and they'll pick up everyone's buckets and bring it down where the biogenic fuel is being made.
As amusing as this seems, and it seems like it's going to be good for the planet, but I have 2 Great Danes.
Ooh.
And they poop a lot, and I don't think that I'm willing to pick that up and keep it in a bucket for how long was it?
Well, every month. We provide a deodorizer that you can hang right near the bucket. It's actually in the shape of the town seal. They're really nice, and they're they smell pretty good.
I don't know, man. That sounds a bit much. I mean, even with a deodorizer, I mean, I don't want my garage smelling like flowers and dog shit.
Yeah, well, this is good for the planet, though, and it's also good for the town if we get this grant. It could really reduce your tax base, you know? It could really help out.
I mean, I hear you. I hear you, and I want to do good things for the planet, but I think that this might be a bit much.
Well, and we'll provide you with a sign for your lawn that says, "Ask me about my dog poop." And that also...
I really don't know, man. That sounds like a bit much. I really don't want my neighbors asking me about my dog poop, but thank you. Thank you. I think I must have signed up on accident, and I can only imagine this is tough for you to get people to do this. But
no, that's why we really appreciate you checking that box, so thank you. I mean, the cow farmers are pretty happy. They're looking to get rid of that shit, let me tell you.
I just don't think it's going to work out because I have two Great Danes, like I said. If you'd seen their poop, they probably would fill these buckets and, like, 2-3 days, I'm going to have an overflow of a bucket that's just in my garage till the end of the month. I really don't think I'll be able to. Sorry.
Okay, well, you know, your neighbors John and Jane said you'd probably want to participate in this program, too.
Sorry? John and Jane?
Yeah, your next-door neighbors?
Yeah. How do you know about my neighbors?
Well, they actually contacted me. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Patrick.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, your neighbors wanted to say happy birthday, and also, look out for those big piles of poop in the yard.
All right. Okay, message received. I'll clean those up.
Don't worry. You don't have to keep them.
Yeah, I won't keep them in a bucket. I'll throw them in the trash.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Happy birthday, and have a great day, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
When you told him who it was, I'm surprised he didn't say no.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So I saw this yesterday for the first time. It was an amazing thing. It was like one of those things, kind of takes your breath away. Really takes your breath away, but if we think it took our breath away, I can only imagine what it did to Greg. So, Hank, explain to everyone. We've talked to Greg a number of times.
Yeah, Greg Skomel is a senior researcher, biologist with the Mass Division of Fisheries and also with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. I'm fascinated by sharks. Greg, thank you, and welcome to the show, and I'm glad you're still alive.
Well, alive and well, and good to talk to you guys.
Okay.
Describe exactly what you were doing yesterday and what happened when you were off the coast of Wellfleet on that research vessel.
Well, we go out twice a week and start generally in early June and go straight through October. And, you know, it's pretty routine. We have our spotter pilot in the air. He's in a plane. He basically tells us where he sees a shark. We approach each shark, and as we get closer to it, I try to get some videotape and then try to tag it. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, which actually happened about a week ago, the shark, I never saw the shark, but it saw us and came flying out of the water just underneath my feet.
Oh, my God.
Startled me, to say the least.
If you go to WROR.com or the Lorna Wally Facebook page, you can see the video. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. And more impressively, you didn't use any four-letter words.
We were really amazed by that because we thought, man, I would have thought. I think the only thing you said was, holy crap. I would have said a lot different things than that, I think, when that shark came. Because you could basically probably see right down his throat, right?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. It all happened so fast that I didn't really have much time to react other than I was looking straight down into the mouth of a white shark with bearing its teeth and wide open. And so I said, whoa, did anyone else see that?
Yeah, the whole world, it's gone viral. Wow. So I've watched this probably a dozen times. And if you go watch the video, they slow it down. You can see the shark come right up. He had to be 2 inches from the bottom of your shoes. But you're separated by the pulpit. Now, I looked, and you had on black boots. Do you think he thought your black boots were a couple of little seals?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know what that shark was thinking. All I do know is that we startled it. You know, we came up on that shark. The visibility in the water was very poor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we startled it. And its reaction was, well, you know, I'm going to just jump up and try to get out of the way. I don't know if it was actually trying to go after me, but
look at how much Greg loves sharks.
It wasn't.
Hey, You know, hey, that big,
he's sticking up for
you know
the
that,
shark.
That big stick you have, that you is that like a shark selfie stick?
It is, but I use it to videotape the sharks. And once we get a good sense of who they are, we male, female, those kinds of things, we then try to get a tag in it. This one didn't give us a chance.
No.
Well, I do have a question for you. Why didn't you immediately run off the bow of that boat and then hide underneath?
Really?
Well, this is all in a day's work. This is what we do, right? Yeah. We just, you know, I wasn't going to let a good opportunity get away. I wanted to get some videotape of that shark that lunged after me, so I can show my kids.
Have you ever come that close before to a great white?
You know, I've been in the water with a lot of white sharks. I've been doing this a long time. I have to say, I've never had one do that to me. And, you know, ever since it happened, with cold sweats. But, you know what? Got a job to do. We go back out there.
Okay.
Wow,
great,
I can't believe it. And the sharks, I mean, let me ask you this. The sharks are getting closer because there was one actually spotted off of Plymouth in Manomet.
Of Manomet Point yesterday. Yep.
Is that typical? Do you think they're going to end up in Dorchester Bay? I need to know.
They don't go into the bays. They do get closer to shore. This particular shark off Plymouth was about a mile out. Yesterday off of Orleans, we saw them within a quarter mile. So they approach shore, and they're trying to get to the seals, which are all piled up on shore.
Right. There you go. Okay. Well, Greg, I guess the best thing we can say is, you know, be careful poking the bear, because sometimes the bear tries to bite back, and be careful out there.
I'm trying, believe me. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Wear white boots now.
Yeah, exactly. White boots from now on. Right.
I just bought them.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Wow. Pretty amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
By the way, speaking of that, Lemonifas have a close encounter with a shark. That's coming up on our next episode of Men from Maine right here, and that is next at WROR. Okay, everybody, it is time now for your 720 Men from Maine, and this is all about the sharks out there this morning, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are on the first day of their vacation at Wells Beach, out wading waist-deep in the water when we hear...
Ah! Oh, my God! One of them sharks just bit my leg off, Ephus!
Oh, no! Which one?
I don't know. All them sharks look alike to me.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lorne and Wally.
Okay, coming up next, you never notice, you look back on your life and you think, man, I wish I was still in high school, because when I was in high school, I knew everything. I didn't need to know anything else. But now you look back and think, wow, maybe I should have paid closer attention.
Yeah.
If you think about it, which class should you have paid more attention in when you were in high school? We'd like to hear from you.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, and welcome to our special feature this morning on the Lorne and Wally Morning Program called Did You Pay Attention in High School?
No.
Okay, if you look back right now, you say, okay, high school, maybe I should have paid closer attention. What would you have paid closer attention to? What about you, Hank?
Math, science, English, French, and history.
Pretty much everything.
But I would say math, okay.
Math, okay. PJ, the eternal intern's in the studio. What do you say, PJ?
I'd say like math, financial, economic stuff that they taught you, because I did not pay attention to that and went like willy-nilly and had fun in my 20s, which I wish I didn't.
LB?
Gym.
Really?
I wouldn't get, an appreciation for the actual movement. But too bad I don't.
Okay.
What about you, Lauren Owens?
Probably history.
Why?
Well, only because you know, back then I thought it was pretty boring, because it was all...
Well, yeah, couldn't relate.
Could not relate to it. Now I think it's fascinating. See, but I think maybe we don't pay attention to the subjects we're supposed to, because maybe some of the teachers take the wrong approaches to it.
Well,
because history is really fascinating.
It is fascinating. And I think, because, you know, I like history too, but I never was into it in high school, because they started way too early, like the Paleolithic people. I'm like, come on. If they started with like the Civil War, I mean, we never, I went to 12 years of, you know, schooling.
And you never made it to the Civil War?
And we never made it to World War II. Never.
Really?
No.
Really?
And it's like, that's kind of like the history. It's not even recent in history anymore. But it's like, you know, I mean, that's the history that you really want to start. I don't think we should start with Paleolithic people.
I hear you. I understand what
but
you're saying.
But I remembered that, by the way.
Hey, Cricket. Cricket's from Saugus. What do you think, Cricket?
All right, dude. You ready?
Yeah.
Spanish. Spanish. Half this country speaks Spanish now. Spanish. It should be Spanish. Because.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I really needed to learn. I took Spanish in high school and in college, and I wish I paid attention to it.
Okay.
Hey, have a great day.
Okay,
go
thanks
talk.
A lot, man. Have a great day.
Adios.
Okay. Good morning. This is Lauren Wally Show. How are you doing this morning? If you had to start over, what would you think? What would you take? Obviously, speech.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
Oratory skills.
You know, but I'm thinking, like, for example, like, history is really, really, you know, fascinating, and there are great stories if they've told stories about history, because
yes.
it's all one story after another.
That's right.
Because they make movies about it.
But they made you memorize weird stuff.
Yeah, it's not just
bad.
About memory. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
The approach
yeah.
is bad, and they don't teach enough economics in high school.
They need to teach kids how to...
And why is Latin still available? Because I took
that. I know.
I spoke
really.
Pig Latin.
You know what I wish they taught us more in high school on the economic side was how to invest your money better.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Like,
how to take care
to
of your
it
money.
And how to take care of it. And
but
what
if they knew, they probably
in.
Wouldn't be teaching.
But,
exactly.
But once again, you know, economics, like basically home economics, would be, you know, how to handle the economics of your household.
You know, I got student of the month in home ec one.
Okay.
Semester.
Well, the deal is,
yes, I did.
You know, because people saying home economics, well, that's all about cooking classes.
That's
stuff
what
like.
Ours was.
That's
okay.
what ours was.
But it shouldn't be. It should be how to handle your
budget,
finances in the home,
like
okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to take a class on that now.
Yeah, me too.
And they
right.
could say, okay, to make it interesting, they could say, okay, look, they got to relate to the kids and say, look, here's the deal. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce are down at Gillette Stadium this weekend. Now, how much do you suppose it costs them to put that show on, and where does all the money come from? And if they're going to keep doing a huge show like that with 25 buses and all the trucks and everything, how much of the percentage are they going to have to spend to continue making the show?
You so, have a future in home economics.
You think
teaching.
That's it?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank
yes,
you
I
very
do.
Much. Have a great day.
You're like Martha Stewart in her big hands.
You got it.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update is on the air here. And, you know, hey, have you heard who's going to be the latest Colonel Sanders for KFC?
Yes, Jason Alexander.
Absolutely.
From Seinfeld.
How about that, huh?
That's interesting. All right, this is brought to you by Floor and Decor. And we got some Robert Redford news. We've got who got lost in Sweden on a kayak and had to be rescued. You won't believe it. Why Twisted Sister will never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a little J-Lo news. But first up, Robert Redford.
Okay.
82 years old. He's retiring from acting. He announced to Entertainment Weekly. He said that his last movie, The Old Man and the Gun, which comes out next month, will be the end. It's a crime comedy, and it's with Casey Affleck. He said, never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. I'm moving toward retirement because that's what I've been doing since I was 21. And, you know, I don't know. I got to tell you. The first movie I ever saw in a theater, I was 3 years old. My mother took me to see The Way We Were. It was totally inappropriate, but I fell in love with Robert Redford. That moment, no joke, the crush I had in kindergarten kind of looked like him.
Okay, is that your all-time favorite Robert Redford movie?
You know now? What? It has to be my all-time favorite, but there's just so many of his movies that I totally love, like Up Close and Personal with Michelle Pfeiffer, really good movie. The Natural, excellent movie.
Natural's a good movie.
He did the voiceover for A River Runs Through It, uncredited, unnarrated, but his voice has this gravitas to it that just makes me feel happy. And then I just saw Our Souls at Night with Jane Fonda. If you haven't seen that, that's one of his latest. Really, really good. The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men. I mean, Barefoot in the Park. I just quoted that the other day when I had to walk up 5 flights of stairs. I almost
boy, now that you start running through, like,
right?
I'd forgotten about how many movies he was actually in, right, Hank?
Yeah, he was in The Candidate. Our pal Mike Barnicle was in
yep,
that.
Yep, yep.
And my favorite, and this is probably a sleeper for Robert Redford, was the movie Sneakers from 1992.
Sure, I remember that movie, yeah.
Right. He's a security expert whose past comes back to haunt him.
Yep, yep.
Sidney Poitier was in the movie. It was really a great one. Dan Aykroyd, Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, and one of my favorites, totally like deep dive into Robert Redford, is This Property is Condemned with Natalie Wood. It's like, you, it was one of some, you might
wow.
like
go,
Channel 56 would show all those old movies growing up.
Oh, right.
That's when I, you know, that's when I hit
you know, he's, I can, this is like third-hand knowledge, but I can attest to the fact that he's really a pretty nice guy. Because I don't know if anybody remembers a person we used to have working with us here. Her name was Sue Cope.
Sue Cope.
And she was here on the morning show. And Sue was originally from Colorado, and she was skiing. She was like in high school, and she was skiing in Colorado, and she fell down, and it kind of looked like she took a bad fall, might get hurt. And this guy skis right up next to her and helped her up and said, "Are you okay? Did you hurt yourself?" And she looked around and looked up in his face, and it was Robert Redford.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely positively serious.
I would have taken up skiing, and I would have been falling down hills every day just to have that happen.
She said she was just absolutely so incredibly starstruck. She didn't know what this
Oh, my God. I just would have passed out, so you would have had to carry me down the hill.
Well, maybe that's a good idea.
Soft, furry, blonde chest. Anyway.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
But moving ahead. Yeah, wow. But moving forward.
Okay, guess who got lost? In Sweden, kayaking. Jennifer Garner was there with her eldest daughter, Violet. Ben Affleck, she and Ben Affleck's daughter. They were kayaking in Sweden. They kayaked and kayaked and kayaked, and apparently they got lost. And they ended up in a shipping lane.
Jeez.
And they had to be rescued.
Really?
I hope they weren't fishing for Swedish fish.
They probably were. Very funny, though. I love those Swedish fish. J-Lo was at Fenway the other day jamming to Sweet Caroline. She loves that song, apparently. Her father used to sing it to her and sing Sweet Jennifer instead of Caroline. She was, A-Rod was doing the game for ESPN, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. We don't want to mention that.
Yeah,
that's when they knew they were lost.
I'm sorry.
And finally, Twisted Sister will not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, maybe it could be. But Dee Snider says no. He says, "I'm an egomaniac and a narcissist, but not to the point where I think if people say if Twisted Sister should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, no, we shouldn't. We didn't make that mark." So anyway, they've been eligible
since
2004.
Limits, you know?
Yeah, exactly. At least he's, you know, humble like that. So
okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. This is the opportunity when an everyday person is going to get the chance to be on the radio and win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And he's more than just an everyday person. He is a bus driver from Melrose, Massachusetts. His name is Len Sampson, and he believes that he can do it. He can answer those 10 questions that will be uttered by LBF in a 60-second time frame. Hey, Len, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Feeling strong?
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Okay. Not that's no attitude. Come on, man. I'm going to win a grand in 60 seconds from Century
Sounds
Bank.
Good to me. My wife will be thrilled.
Okay.
Good for you. LBF will ask you 10 questions within a time frame of 60 seconds. You answer as many as you can, as fast as you can. Anything you don't know, say pass, move on. We get to the end. You've had time to think about it subconsciously. You come back before the buzzer. You answer the questions. Get all 10 right. We give you $1,000 in Century Bank. LBF says she's got the questions ready, and you are ready. So let's get this game underway. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is the worth of 3 dimes, 5 nickels, and a quarter?
3 dimes, 5, 25, 80 cents.
What is the postal abbreviation for the state of Connecticut?
PT.
What 80s British pop duo is known for the song Sweet Dreams?
Simon & Garfunkel.
What is the capital of the state of Alaska?
Genoa.
What does the B stand for in scuba diving?
Breathing.
Who was the founder of Java computer language?
Yes.
What country is known as the land of the midnight sun?
Japan.
Who did Robert Redford co-star with in All the President's Men? Ooh, I got nervous at that one.
Time is up. I would have given you the Dustin Hoffman on the end because you were really close on that one.
Yes.
But, yeah, you got a little confusion there, the midnight sun and the rising sun.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Norway is the land of the midnight sun. James Gosling is the founder of Java computer language. And what did you say the capital of the state of Alaska was?
Denver?
Well, you mispronounced it. It's a... Juno. Juno is way
yes. But I get it. I'll take that from you. And Eurythmics. Yes, the Eurythmics sing Sweet Dreams.
Okay. But we do have a fine consolation prize.
We do.
Yes, and I think you'll enjoy this a great deal, Len. This is a four-pack of passes to take a cruise in the wild side in Boston on Godzilla. We've all done this.
Awesome.
It is an amazing ride. You're going to love it.
Love it. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
It's terrific. You learn all history of Boston Harbor, and you have the crap scared out of you all at the same time. Doesn't get any better than that. Okay?
Not really.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Have yourself a fabulous day. Thank you very much for playing with us this morning. I think you did a fine job, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thanks an awful lot.
You bet. Anybody else, if you want to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds where you can actually win $1,000 from Century Bank, all you have to do is register and qualify, then we'll give you a call. Just log on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, I don't know if you've looked at the computer, the calendar lately, but today's August the 7th. I hate looking at the calendar in the summertime, anytime after the 4th of July.
It's awful because everyone's like gunning to go shopping and go back to school shopping. And
you know. It's going to happen now. We're like a month away from school back. Have you done any back-to-school shopping yet?
No. You know what? What's great about Lucy is that she doesn't bug me to go school shopping because she doesn't like shopping. So I'll just, you know, order stuff online for her. But when I was a kid, August 1st, I was like, going to the mall.
Going to the mall. Yeah. We're going to buy, we're going to try all the clothes on. You're going to get a new pair of shoes.
New pair of shoes.
Okay, new pair of shoes.
Everything. Piles and piles.
Okay, but it's a lot safer to go in brick and mortar than it is to sit around in the afternoon with a couple of glasses of wine and go shopping, because then it can get out of hand.
Driving, shopping while intoxicated is a very dangerous thing to do. I actually have to say that Dave and I went on vacation, and we were in Edgartown, and we had a couple of drinks, and then we went shopping, and that was not smart. Like, because you're like, I totally look good in this, and you don't look good in that. So, but the thing is that a lot of times it happens is when you're sitting in front of the computer, and maybe you've had, you know, a glass of wine or something, and then you're making some drunk downloading purchases, and you just, friends, do not let friends drunk download things from Amazon. And Amazon came up with this list of like things that I guess the people regret and don't regret. Now I have to tell you that one time I was feeling very melancholy, and I'd had a couple of glasses of wine, and I didn't buy anything from Amazon, but I downloaded a bunch of Dan Fogelberg songs. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. And not to mention, it was before I had Apple Music, expensive. And I was like, I interviewed people about this, and somebody actually ordered, bought a boat drunk.
Really?
Online.
A boat? Like
online.
A big boat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So most people who drunk shop don't do that sort of stuff. But the things that they, the most regretful drunk buys are phones and phone accessories. That seems so weird to me that you would buy a phone.
The new phone.
Books. Home and kitchen stuff, video games, beauty supplies. The best drunk buys, musical instruments. I don't know if you feel
really? Get out of town.
Stuff for your pets, food, music, random electronics, things like that.
Okay, PJ.
Musical instruments.
Did you drunk down?
Woodward Center, there is a little music shop, and there's this pink trombone in the window, and I'm obsessed, and I don't know why, but when I drink and I walk by that door, I'm like, I need to buy that.
Yeah, isn't it funny
it's
how
so weird.
You're like, yeah, that's
and it's,
what you
I
do.
Don't play an instrument at all. I'm not musically inclined.
And you need a trombone, especially a pink trombone.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone needs a pink trombone. Hank, what about you? You love shopping online.
I do, but the only thing I ever bought online is I bought that REO Speedwagon anthology that shows they run it at 1 o'clock in the morning on Channel 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah. I've done that before.
It's awesome. I'll bring it in for you.
This was like up late, and I'm like, I really want the music of my life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really? So, you really want that?
I'm like, yeah, it's like Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't want that.
I completely
that. I
lost my mind.
Is.
Take
but
it
yeah.
on the run.
Okay, thank you.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
It is now time for Around the World with Lauren and Wally. Okay, basically two stories for you this morning. First thing on Around the World with Lauren and Wally, we're going to take you out to the fires in California. It's amazing. This is now, because first of all, they had the one called the Car Fire.
Yep.
And that destroyed over 1,500 buildings out there. Now, the second one was actually a combination of two fires that merged. And it is now, they say, the largest fire in the history of the state of California, which is really big because they've had tremendous fires out there. And possibly the most amazing story out of this is these two guys. They're young guys, and they're about 5 years out of school, and they decide they're going to go into the farming business. But they decide not to just farm anything. They decide they're going to farm marijuana.
This is legal farming of?
It's legal farming of marijuana, see? So they have, they've started their farm out there, and they bought all this
land. What a world.
And it's an amazing, they have a bumper crop going this year. Unfortunately, it's right in the path of the oncoming fire.
Oh, God.
And so there's an evacuation, you know, everybody's got to evacuate. These two guys, nope, we're staying. So they have, they made preparations for this. They have these special wells that they've drilled.
Okay.
And they have these set up a perimeter of these incredible spray devices that are supposed to keep the fire at bay. We'll see.
Oh, God.
But they're like really mellow about this. Yeah, we'll just keep the place really wet down, man. And
I thought you were going to say they're going to use a water bong to put it out.
No, but it's a good idea. So as this fire moves closer, we'll let you know what happens to that.
Oh, okay.
Item number two. This takes you to Canada. Researchers in Canada released over the past weekend reports that a mysterious, powerful force is flinging radio waves at the Earth from deep space. They say they don't know what's causing it, but they did say in a little added thing here that the mysterious radio waves are offering the 15th caller 2 tickets to Billy Joel's sold-out Fenway performance. Okay, so I made up the last part. But we'll find it out about that. So that's Around the World with Lorne and Wally.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.